We begin this hour with transparency in government, and some transparency efforts getting a big boost. The House Financial Services and General Government Appropriations Subcommittee's 2012 spending bill includes increases for government transparency projects. Sam Rosenamy is the federal fiscal policy analyst at OMB Watch and here to tell you what this might mean for your agency. Sam, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. Is there a fair amount of money attached to this, or does it look to you to be more symbolic?
So it's a bit confusing, actually, as I think most things are. So what the Financial Services Subcommittee did is they actually combined the two funds. One is the Electronic Government Fund, which is a big fund we care about, and they combined it with another fund called the Office of Citizen Services.
Mm-hmm.
And together, they funded it at $50 million for the coming year. But unfortunately, the eGov fund itself was $34 million before in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So we really don't think it's quite enough money to fully fund both the eGov fund and the Office of Citizen Services.
The money is an important part of it, but I thought that the whole story of this being shifted from OMB to the General Services Administration was just as interesting as the money. Do you see any significance there or any impact that it might have on transparency efforts overall?
So my understanding is that the GSA has always been overseeing this pot of money to begin with. The eGov fund administrator was the federal CIO, Vivek Kundra, but sort of doing the day-to-day operations was the GSA itself, sort of keeping the sites running. So I'm not sure if all that much will really be changing on the day-to-day operations behind this, although maybe combining the two funds might sort of help on the administration end of things. I'm not really sure if it will affect transparency all that much.
What will this mean for other agencies overall as they're trying to meet some of the requirements for transparency?
Mm-hmm. So one problem might be, since, again, we're not quite convinced that this is enough funding for both the Office of Citizen Services and eGov, there might not be as much back-end support. So the eGov fund helps pay for sites like USAspending.gov, which shows federal contracts and grants, and also data.gov, which is sort of like a data warehouse. And the eGov fund sort of helps for some of the back-end work of helping agencies get their data online onto these sites. And with spending cuts, they might not have as much support money to help agencies sort of get good quality data up there. So I would say that's the biggest effect on all the agencies.
With the mandates that are in place right now, will agencies then have to find the money themselves, or are they going to be cut a little slack if they're not going to be getting the money out of the eGov fund?
I'm not really sure. I don't think this will be coming out of the agencies. I just think it'll be actions that don't happen.
It's just more.
It'll be, you know, a longer wait time to get help from USAspending.gov, for instance.
The trend overall has been, money-wise, has been against transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is not as much as you'd like to see, is this a trend that you think might bode well for the future, or is this kind of spinning of the wheels, so to speak?
It's hard to tell. Since they're combining the two funds, it's really hard to tell how much exactly will be used for these transparency efforts. So one thing we're hoping for is just some more information to sort of see how much is actually going to be used for the eGov fund.
As we learn more about it, we'll look forward to having you keep us up to date. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Sam Rosenamy is a federal fiscal policy analyst at OMB Watch, and you can read more about what's going on at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.